An effort to control short-term rentals appears to be working in East Ferris. In May of 2022, East Ferris Council, after much discussion and community consultation, passed a by-law regulating short-term rentals in the municipality. The law set guidelines for operators and property owners, with license fees, regulations on the amount of time one can rent, and other rules to follow. Our by-law is generally working as intended, and since its passing, we've reduced the number of illegal short-term rentals significantly, noted Greg Curtin, the director of community services. Curtin was involved with the by-law's drafting through each step of the process and kept track of the license applications coming in. See. Paperwork highlights East Ferris short-term rental by-law. In 2022, two licenses were issued, and this year, five operators were granted licenses. A three-month license costs $750 and a five-month term costs $1,000. License holders must also have a minimum of $2 million in liability insurance covering the rental periods. There is still ongoing enforcement required to keep up with new rentals that violate the by-law, Curtin noted, but things have improved significantly in the past 2 years, especially on Lake Nospensing. East Ferris's by-law was the first in the region to deal directly with short-term rentals. North Bay passed its own early this year, and West Nipissing, Bonfield, Callender, and Nipissing Township are working on their own. See. City to avoid long-term headaches with short-term rental by-law. Those listings, most often posted on sites like Airbnb and Vrbo, elicit strong responses from many residents. Some don't want them at all, others resent the government getting involved in their business. As such, drafting the by-laws can be a timely and often difficult process. Now that East Ferris by-law is over a year old, we haven't had any major issues or roadblocks with the implementation of our by-law, Curtin said, adding that most license holders operate in the summer, and apply for a license in early spring. For those who do not follow the rules, there are fines. Operating a short-term rental without a license will cost you $500, and operating outside of the specified calendar months, as per your license, could cost you $1,000. However, no fines have been given out, Curtin explained. By law enforcement has been in contact with property owners, but any issues were resolved in a timely fashion and issuing fines was not necessary in any instance. The vast majority of people are respecting the outcome of the process and understand the intent of the by law. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.